この番組はジャパントップ10ナンバーワンの J-POP ポッドキャストです。このエピソードはスペシャルエピソードです。 You're listening to Japan Top 10 The number one Japanese music podcast. You're listening to a special episode on Japan Top
10. Hi everyone, my name is producer Jack, and I'm so excited to be celebrating our 500th episode with you. Last year, we hit our 10th year anniversary.And this year, we hit our 500 episode milestone. We seriously couldn't have gone this far without all your listener support. Whether you're a listener, a fan, a Patreon donor, or former staff tuning in, all your support throughout these years helped build this podcast to where it currently is. I want to shout out to all our current staff members for continuing to volunteer their time to produce this podcast. Their efforts are what keeps this podcast going,And I cannot say enough positive words for all their hardworking staff members, whom you'll be hearing on this episode. Next are all our former staff members, whom I already shouted out on the 10th year anniversary episode. So I won't be doing this again, but all your hard work getting the podcast to where it currently is at really won't be forgotten. And finally, to all our listeners, whether you've been a listener throughout all these years,or someone who donated to us either through Patreon or some other means, we really appreciate your support and dedication to our show. One last shout out is to our sister show, K-Top 10. I do want to say that they've been working hard at bringing all their listeners the best in K-Pop, but moreover, I want to thank their equal dedication to the podcast as we've been putting in. Their team might look smaller than ours, but their staff are just as hardworking as ours. Keep up the great work, K-Top 10.So moving on to my song selection, I want to bring some nostalgic chords onto this episode by featuring the first number one song on the podcast from the first episode of J-Top 10. That's right, the first episode. It's from Yuzu and the song is called Reason. You may have heard this before from the anime Hunter x Hunter, but it's one of those nostalgic songs. Whenever I hear it, it puts me back to the days of where J-Top 10 was something that I did creating from scratch. So I did everything from the script to audio editing and at the same time grinding through my university courses, which was how I met a lot of the previous staff members on the podcast at that time. Although I've been out of university for a while now,Listening to this song brings me back to my university days, and also to the early days of J-Top 10, when it was just a small sideshow that I had created with my fellow co-host at that time, Sandra. Now, I hope you all enjoy this song and celebrate our 500th episode milestone with all our staff members on this episode. Enjoy!
いるよ、そばに一番近く今はただそれだけでいいからいつかそっと言いかけた夢の続きを聞かせてよ僕らにどんな世界が道なき道の先に待ってる声なき声はこのままどこにも届かずに消えてゆくの忘れない消えせない今日の後悔も投げ捨てがむしゃらに明日を目指す朝日に照らされた傷笑いはとしていながらそれでも進む理由があるだから友よ置いてくためだけに生きるのはまだ早いだろう身につけたもの抱え込んだもの手放した時始まる何かうまく生きてくレシピを破り捨てて感じるリズム素朴なの やり方で。夜の風が記憶をかき乱す。逃げ出せたはずなのに同じ場所。一人ゆらりのらりくらり月を眺めて。君は救いを願う。長い旅路僕ら強くなった。でも言えない傷またうずき出す。何も言わないだけど僕は分かってるから。ほら空が明けゆく。いるよそばに一番近く。今はただそれだけでいいから。いつかそっと言いかけた夢の続きを聞かせてよ。目だけに生きるのはまだ早いだろう。汗にまみれて泥にまみれて手にしたものはみっともないかな。誰かが決める勲章は欲しくない。聞こえるリズム。いるよそばに一番近く。今はただそれだけでいいから。いつかきっとたどり着く僕らの未来へ動き出す。今確かにそう僕らのやり方で。
This is Andy, and you, of course, are listening to Japan Top 10, and we are celebrating our 500th episode. Can you believe it? I certainly can't. And as part of our celebration, of course, we are featuring, you know, many of our staff members' favorite picks that they've discovered through the podcast, which I think is such a wonderful exercise. And being that I've been here on this podcast for such a long time, it was quite a task to comb through the many, many memories and, you know, favorites that I've discovered along the way. But I actually wanted to pick something that is a little bit kind of unique, I guess, in that it's something that JTOP 10 doesn't actually do anymore. We used to have a radio station that I was hosting. It was a small radio station. I can't remember the details. If you want the details, you'll have to ask Jack. But it was a small project that we tried out for a little while, and ultimately, you know, it didn't pan out. But, you know, no harm, no foul. It led to a lot of discovery of new music for me, because I got to pick all of the, you know, music choices for that month, and they would kind of play on loop. So all the way back in 2017, I cannot even believe that that's real, but yes, all the way back in 2017, for the July, you know, set of announcements, I picked the song that I want to share with you today, which is Fishman's Ikareta Baby. And I'll let you listen to it now, and we'll come back and talk a little bit about it.
I'm not afraid to
That, of course, again, was Fishmans, the artist, with their song Ikareta Baby. Yeah, so back in the day when I was choosing all of these songs, I would just go by songs that were released during that time. And I found out actually through looking through this that these were the late July announcements, but this song was released June 18th, 1993. So I was a little bit off there. I still have my notes. I have my notes right in front of me. And I just simply wrote that the Fishmans were a prominent dub band. And then I explained a little bit about dub, which is a subgenre of reggae, and spoke about, you know, the lead singer Shinji Sato unfortunately passed away early, which caused the band to disband a bit prematurely, but not before making, you know, a very wonderful oeuvre, a back catalog of songs in and of themselves, exploring all manner of different genres, including rock steady and Shibuya Kei, dream pop, ambient pop, funk. They really cover a lot of things. And, you know, at this time in 2017, I was really getting back into a lot of artists. And the way I found Fishmans, actually, I was looking through the released songs at that time for, like I mentioned, for June, just June throughout history, June and July. But I was getting back into Ua, who's an artist, that a singer that we featured. She's great in and of herself, but she had actually done a cover of one of Fishman's songs. I believe it was, oh, it's not coming to me right now. It might have been Night Cruising, Naito Cruisingu, or something like that. I can't remember exactly. But through her cover, I got to kind of get to the base and discover this wonderful band. And now I got to share them with you, and they've been an earworm for me ever since. And honestly, it's been exciting to watch them. They have had kind of a resurgence in popularity relatively recently, just due to, from a more international audience, due to their music being pretty easily available on most streaming services. And yeah, I really, really suggest you check them out. The other album that I quite like from them is called Uchu Nihon Okudaizumu, which is their last final studio project with all of the original members. Yeah, and their song Weather Report on that is also really great. But I hope that, you know, you got a little bit of a J-Top 10 history lesson to celebrate, as well as I got to share one of my favorite groups with you. And I hope you all enjoyed Fishmans with Ikareta Baby. Let's hope that we have another 500 episodes of Japan Top 10 doing cool things. Thanks always for listening, and we'll catch you on the next one. Janne! Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese
music podcast. Hey everyone, this is Haley, and I'm very excited to be recording with everyone else on this special episode of Japan Top 10. For our next song, we will be listening to Inochi no Uta by Maria Takeuchi.
Thank you. ちにありがと
う。 And that was Inochi no Uta by Maria Takeuchi. For me, this song holds a special place in my heart, as it was on one of the first scripts I ever had to write for the podcast. And I also love the music as well, the progression of the piano throughout, and her voice was absolutely beautiful. It's been one of my go-tos to listen to for a long time now, and I always just have happy memories listening to this song. So Maria Takeuchi is a Japanese singer and songwriter, and she is regarded as an influential figure in the city pop genre. Her husband is Tatsuro Yamashita, a singer and songwriter and record producer. Miss Takeuchi debuted singing with the RCA record label in 1978, with whom she released her debut album, Beginning, which peaked at number 17 on the Oricon charts. And back in 2020, she broke the record of the oldest singer to achieve a number one single in Japan, beating out previous record holder Kisuke Kuwata.
Hi everyone, my name is Nola. I'm the lead content producer for Japan Top 10 and I've been with the podcast since spring 2021. For my song, I chose More Than Words by the rock band Hitsuji Bungaku that they released earlier this year in September. I heard about them from our content producer, Connor, but first heard this song with Jujutsu Kaisen, the Shibuya incident arc, which is probably where many of you have heard it. It's a pretty brutal arc, but it has this song and another one, Ao no Sumika by Tatsuya Kitani, both of which speak to the uncertainty around being young. I like the melancholy repeating guitar phrase and Moeka Shiotsuka's voice in the song. The music video is kind of disorienting, with scenes of an upside-down Shibuya, and notably all the band members are isolated from each other. What stands out about this song are the lyrics, which acknowledge feelings of pain and hopelessness, but also the feeling that you want to believe in yourself, even if you're not there yet, and it ends with a note of encouragement. When it says, "Wakaranai koto ga ousugiru sekai ja, hashikoi furi o shitemo kizutsuitari suru." In a world full of things you don't understand, you can still get hurt, even if you pretend to be smart. Even though you smile like it's no big deal, you still struggle to love yourself, don't you? At some point, you got so worked up about avoiding mistakes and gave up on what you really wanted. You overlooked it because you couldn't see it. You got good at only suffering, but it's a little too soon to decide it's too late for you. Sontoku mite cha nani mo umarenai. Nothing comes from only seeing what you stand to gain or lose. Itsumo tada shunkan ni kakete tai. I always want to just bet on this moment. Iwake wa mou iranai. I don't need any more excuses. Nani mo kowaku nai wa. I'm not afraid of anything. So just listening to those lyrics, you can see where it goes from not knowing the answers and feeling really stuck, but then it turns a little bit more positive. I chose this song because I found it cathartic and that it spoke to my experience. I moved from Canada to Japan just over 2 years ago, and I tried to prepare as much as I could with education, job, language, but there are still difficulties with moving to a new country no matter how much you prepare. There are always going to be people who underestimate you, and self-doubt can cloud your mind over things you can't control. But ultimately, being honest with your feelings and being patient helps me have a better grip on reality. I think this one is a great expression of uncertainty in life or experiencing a great deal of change. So if you're in a state of transition in your life this year, I hope that this song can remind you that it's okay not to have all the answers right away, and you can figure things out as you go. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great new year, and I hope to bring you many new fun episodes this year.
Magu enchi de Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Keep your mental worth. Japan Top 10.
Hello everyone, I'm Shana and I am so excited to be introducing you, or reintroducing if you have heard this song on our podcast before, one of my all-time favorite songs. And this was a song that I had discovered while doing the podcast, actually. And it was one of the first few episodes that I had ever done. And it was an artist of the month. And the artist we were covering was Spitz. And without further ado, I suppose, I'm so excited to be introducing all of you to one of my favorite songs ever. That is Cherry by Spitz, released in 1996.
Thank you.
And you just heard the song Cherry by Spitz. Now, this song is, as you can tell, a very upbeat melody and, you know, very, very inspired by the Beatles, if you can hear that vibe through the song. And this particular song was released in 1996 on their album Indigo Chihaisen. And Spitz as a band has been, by and large, been classified as a Japanese rock band. And the group was originally formed in 1987 by four art school students in Tokyo. And these were Masamune Kusano, who is the lead vocalist and plays the rhythm guitar, Tetsuya Miwa on the lead guitar, Akihiro Tamura on bass guitar, and Tatsuyo Sakiyama on the drums. Now, Spitz didn't see too much commercial success till the mid-1990s, but after their breakthrough song Robinson topped charts, they have been listed in multiple chart lists for nearly 20 years. In fact, they have even been listed in the top 30 of the best-selling music acts in the history of the Japanese record charts, having sold over 20.8 million copies, albums, and singles domestically. And this is data based off a December 2013 statistic. And, you know, I just love the simple and steady melodies that go through the song. It's very catchy, which I love. And it's the perfect sort of Sunday afternoon pick-me-up vibe. I listen to the song whenever I need a bit of energy. Like, I love the little jazz notes that flow through as well. And this particular song talks about a man's gratitude towards a former lover for the time together before optimistically moving on. And I think there's one particular line that stands out to me as my favorite, and it's Aishiteru no hibiki dake de tsuyoku nareru kiga shita yo. And this is in the chorus, and it translates to, with just the sound of I love you, I became stronger. And it's such a beautiful vibe, and that, you know, growth always exists. I don't think I can stress enough how much I love this song. And it was such an unexpected find because I had never heard of Spitz before. And now they are on multiple playlists and one of my favorite bands of all time. So I'm so grateful to have the opportunity to introduce the band and the song to people who haven't heard of them before, or bring it back, bring up some old memories for Spitz's much loved fandom. Japan Top 10, the number one
Japanese music podcast. Hi everyone, it's Connor. I am tasked with a very fun assignment this time. I've chosen a song like our other podcast members that I've discovered through the podcast. I get to share it with you, I guess, again, since it's already been played. But I chose Kokoro by Tokyo Jihen to play for you. And that means heart. It's also, there's another name for the song called Spiritual. And Tokyo Jihen, they're also known as Tokyo Incidents. They honestly show up on this podcast a lot. Yeah, it's probably, a lot of it's probably my fault, because I always, not my fault, my pleasure, because I like to add them onto a lot of our podcasts. I think that they're, whenever I find a new song from them that I enjoy, I like to add it. But their lead singer, Shina Ringo, she also has a solo career, and so it's either Shina Ringo or Tokyo Jihen that ends up, you know, showing up on the podcast. If not directly, then a lot of people have like taken inspiration from either of them, and so it's very often they show. But the song, what about the song? Like, so we did an Artist of the Month episode on Tokyo Jihen maybe last summer. Yeah, it was last summer, last spring. And I really enjoyed it because I didn't, like, this group, they have a lot of large variety of music. And when I was listening to all their music, I was very, I don't know, I had trouble kind of finding, I guess, songs I really enjoyed. But then very quickly I found that there was like a lot of hidden gems. And it's not that I didn't enjoy the songs, it's just they're very different. So I had a hard time putting my finger on what I was listening to. And I heard this song and I was like, this is it. This is it. I don't know. Like, this is just my Tokyo Jihen song, if that makes sense. And it made the process very enjoyable too, because this whole time I was working on this podcast, on that episode, I was listening to this music. This song is one of the songs from that, you know, Artist of the Month episode that stuck with me afterward. And it slowly became like, actually maybe quite quickly, like one of my favorite Japanese songs, I think, in general. I really don't know how to put it. It came out on August 29th, 2012. So it's not like a new song, but it's not necessarily an old song either, because the group, you know, started 2004. Interesting fact, if I don't know if anyone remembers, but Tokyo Jihen is actually like the band, like the like it consists of Shinringo and like her old backing band from which she had a solo career. It was really interesting. Yeah, I don't know, this song, like I really like how it starts off very like kind of like quietly and softly and like a ballad at the very beginning, like an intro, and then kind of gets into this groove, and like the groove is so like funky and like it's nice. And then like the ending too, it's just like it kind of like fades away without fading away. I don't know, it's very nice. I really like it. It's just a very like well put together piece. Yeah, this podcast means a lot to me, and I've found so much good music such as this song, and I hope that you all enjoy the song as much as I do or close to it. I suggest that you listen to more of the music too if you haven't already. Check out that episode where we, you know, that are the Artist of the Month episode of Tokyo Jihen or Shinringo. I think we've done both. And I think that I actually wrote the script for both of them too. But yeah, this podcast has been a really great experience, and I've found great music such as this song and this band. And I've also met a lot of amazing people, so shout out to the rest of the people on the podcast as well. And I look forward to many, 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 many more episodes to come. Thank you. Bye.
top 10.
Minasan, konnichiwa, and hello to all our listeners. This is Fred. I'm the lead audio editor for JTOP 10. Thank you for joining us for our 500th episode celebration. Over my time as an editor on the podcast, I have had the opportunity to discover so many new songs and artists. I am always impressed by the passion and dedication of my fellow team members, and reaching this milestone is an impressive feat. Here's to 500 more episodes. It's hard to choose just one band from all the excellent artists of the month and top 10 countdowns, so I will choose a song from the first episode that I hosted last year. Thank you again for listening and all your support. I hope you enjoy the smooth sound of Last Train at 25 O'Clock by Lamb, released February 11th, 2004.
Thank you. host Miyabi. Today I wanna recommend this song, Tomei Ningen by Tokyo Incident. The name of this song meaning someone who won't get any attention from others. This song draw my attention when I was reflecting all the episodes I've hosted. So when I listened to this song again, the lyrics reminds me a lot of what I've experienced since I started to work. Maybe it's because of the transition of my own situation as a student to an employee. So when I saw the lyrics, I found that I got deeply touched by the meaning that I realized that I am just one of the small gears to push certain projects through all the way. But the lyrics are saying that it's okay to be no one, and what matters more is to admit myself to be who you are. I think this song like encouraged me a lot and helped me change my mind to not get too much negative feelings while I'm doing the work. Although I have good manager and good colleagues working with me, I would like to introduce some of the recent news of this band. Well, or about the vocal Ringo Sina. She has her 25-year career in the music industry. And again, she performed in the New Year NHK TV program, Kohaku Utakasen. And she's still quite in good situation to perform very artistic stage. The quite meaningful thing for hosting this podcast is to get more deeper into all this J-pop and the story for this amazing artist.
Hi, I'm Brinton, and I'm one of the newest members here at Japan Top 10, serving as an on-air host, joining from all the way back in July of 2023. One of my favorite songs that I've discovered during my time here would have to be Parade by How to Count 1 to 10. This was last featured in our Autumn News 2023 episode, and it's been an absolute gem that's seen regular play pretty much every day for me. I do admit, I have a bit of a soft spot for math rock or prog rock, especially as it makes for really good background music for when I'm out for a walk, reading, folding laundry, or really just about any occasion. I usually listen to works by Chon, Ichikanito, Pliny, Polyphia, and Toe, to name a few. And so coming across this song has been a naturally perfect addition to my playlist. So much so that I've also been listening to the rest of How to Count 1-10's discography. How to Count 1-10 is a 5-member group based in Kyoto. Members of the group include Yuta Okuhara, Yosuke Minamizuka, Taichi Yaguchi, Mayuko Wada, and Shunsuke Hayashi. Parade was released on the 8th of October 2014 as part of the group's third EP, Method of Slow Motion. Other than it making for excellent background music, I think the group has really described what makes their music and their larger math rock genre so appealing. To quote a part of their biography from their website, "There's no vocals to our music, neither is there a lead part." It's not an exaggeration to say that there's no starring role to our music. Each musical part plays a supporting role to create a melody that is the single theme. The rest of their EP is brilliant stuff, with special mention to Mathematics Ray for delivering the unlikely answer to the equally unlikely question, what if Rakugo were musical? Anyway, I'd just like to say thanks for tuning in to Japan Top 10, and I hope you enjoy the song. Thank you.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.